Los Angeles Times editorial page editor has resigned after the paper's owner decided not to endorse a presidential candidate. Multiple sources are reporting that Mariel Garza said the non-endorsement, quote, undermines the integrity of the editorial board and every single endorsement we make in her resignation letter. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, your background is in newspapers. Talk about how unusual this is.
Well, a couple of parts of this are very unusual, but it's something that it happens occasionally. What we have here is a newspaper that basically for years has been endorsing Democratic candidates for president since 2008. They have consistently been anti-Trump. They endorsed Kamala Harris for running for Senate. And when it came up to the presidential, however, the paper's new owner, Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who made a fortune in medical procedures and perfecting them, and is a billionaire, and has bailed out the Los Angeles Times to keep it running, said, no, what I want this time is, rather than an endorsement, I want the editorial board to compose a sort of a list of the accomplishments and the negatives of each of the two candidates, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, and basically let the reader make up their own mind. And Ms. Garza said that that was, you know, unusual. It is. It was possibly hypocritical, possibly, and possibly sexist and racist not to endorse Harris. And so she submitted her resignation. Now, this is an interesting thing because it wasn't that long ago in journalism, especially in newspapers, where the owner called the shots on major endorsements. It wasn't spoken about a lot. It was just understood. And that was even here in the Bay Area. But then what we had is a change in how newspapers were run and owned. And a lot of them are now owned by corporations, and they leave the editorial decisions largely up to what they call editorial boards, which is a group of editorial writers and sometimes editors and reporters as well that sit in and hash things out. But every once in a while, the owner makes their prerogative. And in this case, the Los Angeles Times basically said, let's kiss the sister and endorse no one.
Quitting is a big step. What kind of impact is this going to have? Are people paying attention?
Well, people in the news business are paying attention, but there's fewer of us to pay attention. Readers are paying attention, and a couple of hundred of them canceled their subscriptions to the Los Angeles Times right out of the gate. I find it to be, you know, it just doesn't make much sense. I mean, the LA Times is clearly a Democratic-oriented paper. It's endorsed, as I said, Harris in the past. It's not pro-Trump. What, you're not kidding anybody, but also, you know, it's one of those things that I, you know, newspaper endorsements or endorsements in general don't work, only work in races or in issues where the voter doesn't have a really good idea. You know, when you have propositions or something like that you don't quite understand, you might look to a newspaper or somebody for an endorsement to make you clear things up one way or the other. But on something as big as the presidential, I mean, most people's minds are made up. Or if you're not made up, it's not going to be swayed necessarily by an LA Times endorsement. But I got to say that I don't even know how you would do it if you said, put the pros and cons of each of them on a page and let the voter decide. You're going to have a big debate about which are the legitimate pros and which are the legitimate cons. Just go ahead and do it. But they opted not to. And I think it's going to pay the price and it's going to cost the LA Times a good part of its reputation.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's Phil Mateer, KCBS Insider. Our understanding is the Times did endorse candidates in other races, but not the presidential race.